KQED.
If voters pass Proposition 19, it would become legal in California to possess less than an ounce of marijuana and grow up to a 25-square-foot plot for personal use. The measure promises to free up prison beds and reduce law enforcement costs, but those savings may be overstated, as Kyla Calvert reports.
Prop 19 supporters like State Assemblyman Tom Amiano of San Francisco are saying the law would do more than offer a new source of tax revenue to debt-plagued California.
The decriminalization of marijuana and regulating it and taxing it will help in terms of our criminal justice system save money that could be used for other causes that we all support, like public education.
The pro-Prop 19 website tells visitors that the state stands to save at least $200 million law enforcement dollars if the proposition is approved, because police won't be spending much time arresting people carrying small amounts of marijuana. But in San Diego County, Sheriff Bill Gore says his office already isn't spending much time finding and arresting small-time marijuana users.
There could have been 20 or 30 years ago, but those days are long gone. You're not going to see people arrested for smoking a joint walking down the street. They will be cited in most cases. What our department focuses on, as does almost every other law enforcement agency, I'm sure, in the county, focuses on organizations that are selling drugs and distributing drugs.
Prison stats seem to back the sheriff. In the state's prisons, people incarcerated for marijuana charges alone, and that's all marijuana charges, possession, transport, sale, make up less than 1% of the population. In the state's three largest counties, the local jails also house relatively few people on marijuana convictions. One day counts in September turned up 83 such inmates in Los Angeles, 68 in Orange County, and 216 in San Diego. When you break out the numbers for those held on small-time possession charges, there are even fewer. Just 10 people in Los Angeles and one in San Diego. Andrew Jones supervises criminal cases for the San Diego City Attorney's Office and says marijuana misdemeanors are only a small portion of their caseload.
We certainly have some other cases, I'm not sure the number, where a marijuana charge might be included with other charges. For instance, you might have a DUI, and you might also have some marijuana on you while you're arrested for that DUI, so you may have a DUI charge and a marijuana charge.
Cases like these, where marijuana charges arise from other law enforcement activities, aren't uncommon. Jonathan Calkins is a public policy professor at Carnegie Mellon University and has studied the costs of marijuana prohibition in California. He says these cases are one of the reasons pro-legalization groups tend to overestimate potential savings.
Most of the marijuana possession arrests come about because of other activities. It could be something like a traffic stop, but it's not that there are lots of police who are working 8 hours a day trying to hunt down marijuana users, the way that there really are narcotics detectives who do work all day long trying to arrest cocaine heroin dealers.
Right now, people caught with small amounts of pot get ticketed and have to appear in court. That'll change in January, even if Prop 19 doesn't pass. Possessing less than an ounce of marijuana will become an infraction under a new law the governor signed earlier this month. People caught with less than an ounce of pot will be fined $100. If they want to contest that fine, they'll do it in the civil court, just like a traffic ticket. Calkins says that people who think legalizing pot will reduce the strain on the state's criminal justice system will likely be disappointed if Prop 19 passes.
One big hope of legalization is that you'll shrink these black markets and get rid of all kinds of black market-related crime. The disconnect there is that the vast majority of the nasty violence in street markets and so on is not from marijuana. That's from the other drugs.
But U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says Prop 19 could undermine the ability to combat all kinds of drug crimes. He says it would make it more difficult for state and federal law enforcement officials to target traffickers that sell marijuana along with other drugs. He promised in a letter last week to vigorously enforce federal drug laws in California and to consider all available legal and policy options if Prop 19 passes. For the California Report, I'm Kyla Calvert in San Diego.
We've got lots of election coverage available online at californiareport.org.